Over the past 5 years, Michael Duke, an associate professor of anthropology at the University of Memphis, has journeyed to Springdale, Arkansas, more than 30 times to immerse himself in the Marshallese migrant community here. Marshallese are free to move to Northwest Arkansas with just a passport, where many labor in the poultry industry under a compact of free association with the U.S. In exchange, the U.S. maintains military operations on their isolated Pacific Island archipelago more than 6,000 miles away. With guidance from willing Marshallese participants, Duke has developed research questions that, when answered, serve to benefit Marshallese migrants in Arkansas and across the U.S. Duke says he first had to learn about their unique customs, language, and natures and history before proceeding. However, archaeological evidence, he says, is scant. But pre-colonization, Marshallese had developed an intricate oceanic market system.
Because these islands are so small, different islands or different atolls would have products or things that people would need. And so, for example, there may be an island where people know to collect bird eggs, or other islands where people know that certain kind of fish can be caught at certain times of year. So it required a really in-depth knowledge of the sea, of course, but also about the terrain and how much capacity different islands can hold, and what kinds of products can be produced in those places.
Ancient islanders, he says, were able to navigate their 750,000 square mile homeland, harvesting fish, pandanus, coconuts, and breadfruit. They also operated a complex intergenerational matrilineal society, which persists today. Their lifeway, however, was gravely disrupted, Duke says, starting in the 1500s.
So the Marshall Islands have been under control of different colonial powers throughout its history, first with the Spanish, later with Germany, and then after that with Japan. And it was during the Japanese occupation that World War II occurred. And as a result, after the Second World War ended, the Marshall Islands were ceded to the United States.
Centuries of invasions brought infectious disease as well as colonial rule. Americans staked a final claim in the mid-20th century, declaring the newly named Marshall Islands a trust territory, using certain atolls as Cold War nuclear bomb test proving grounds, without, Duke says, the consent of the residents. Their subsistence culture mostly destroyed. Islanders became dependent on U.S. food imports, consuming processed flour, rice, and sugar, and canned produce. Marshallese continued to suffer from the effects of radiation poisoning, Duke says, and are plagued by chronic tuberculosis, type 2 diabetes, and heart disease. In a newly published article titled Neocolonialism and Healthcare Access Among Marshall Islanders in the United States, which includes a Marshallese language abstract, Duke argues the Marshallese remain subjugated.
One of the ways in which, you know, the kind of a colonial enterprise manifests itself is for people who are in the dominant group to internalize those ideas about the dominated group of people. This seems to be the case with the Marshall Islanders. The same kind of ideas that the people in the U.S. had about island people that resulted in their being targeted for nuclear weapons testing, the fact that they're primitive, that they're they're easygoing, they're resilient, they're laid back. Those kind of ideas carry forward to today, and in terms of the interaction that physicians or healthcare providers have with the Marshall Islanders even today. When Marshall Islanders come here to the U.S. to work, their access to healthcare is no better than poor people who are U.S. citizens. That is to say, health insurance availability is low and or expensive. It's difficult to become eligible for state or federal programs. The Marshallese case is unique, though, because of, at least as of right now, the Marshallese are not eligible for Medicaid and Medicare and other federal programs, despite the fact that the Marshallese pay federal U.S. income taxes.
Duke says he's observed certain nurses and doctors infantilizing Marshallese patients.
There's, I think with some of the healthcare providers that I spoke to, there's almost a sense that the reason that the Marshallese health is so bad is because they're just not willing or able to take care of themselves, and that's just not true.
Based on numerous interviews with Arkansas Islanders, Duke has discovered many still are not acculturated to routine health care.
The health care system is alienating. It's alienating to U.S. citizens who speak English. It's much harder to navigate, and it's more alienating for people who come from a place where the healthcare system is very different and where people don't speak your language.
Ozark Islanders tend to live in intergenerational families, so most opt out of expensive workplace health insurance, Duke says, given it's impossible to cover their entire clan. As a consequence, many continue to rely on indigenous health practices.
There's a parallel health system that the Marshallese maintain based on traditional healing. As you can imagine, if you live on these islands for very long periods of time, you know, you have intimate knowledge of which plants can be used for particular medicinal purposes and things of that sort. So there's long been this pattern of people consulting with traditional healers. Even in the more urban areas of the Marshall Islands today, it's still common for people to consult with these traditional healers as well, partly because they speak the language, they can articulate health concerns in a culturally appropriate way.
Early waves of Marshallese migrants would often end up in local emergency rooms seeking help for conventional medical complaints. Seeing a glaring health disparity, certain states with islander populations began to take the initiative and convey entitlements, Duke says.
This has resulted in many Marshallese going to states like Oregon and Washington, where where it's easier for them to become eligible for healthcare benefits. And this becomes a really important issue because of, some Marshallese arrive here with significant health problems due partly to the diet, but also to the effects of nuclear exposure.
The state of Arkansas this year has taken a major step in approving Our Kids coverage to Marshallese youth under the Federal Children's Health Insurance Program. In Springdale, a volunteer medical task force called Gaps in Service to Marshallese has long been raising awareness about the need to meet islanders where they are, Duke says. In local churches, most Marshallese are devout Christians, schools, and workplaces. Duke also lauds the State Department of Health, which recently opened a special and very successful public health clinic for islanders in Springdale. The University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences in Little Rock recently opened a Center for Pacific Islander Health in Fayetteville. The center has raised more than $10 million to research Marshallese health interventions and to operate a student-led interprofessional education clinic for Marshallese adults with diabetes who do not have insurance.
But I have to say, the main heroes in all of this are the Marshallese people themselves. It's really because of leaders in the Marshallese community constantly raising awareness of these issues and promoting and showing the broader community the multiple benefits that Springdale and Fayetteville and other places have had with having a Marshallese presence. Those are the people that are really the heroes of this story, because they're the ones who have been raising awareness. I've really noticed a palpable change, in speaking with health providers now versus 5 years ago when I first started coming there. There's just a lot more sensitivity, a lot more of an awareness of what they don't know about the population, and that's all really healthy. And I think that, other places can learn from what's going on right now in Springdale, I think.
Michael Duke's article on neocolonialism and healthcare access for Marshall Islanders is published in the latest edition of Medical Anthropology Quarterly. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.